Yeah, exactly. That's my theory. I tell my buddy Frank, I tell people, I say, I don't care what name is on the headstock. If the thing plays, stays in tune and plays nice and sounds decent, I don't care who made it. I'll walk around with a guitar that says Gear It. In fact, I got a Gear It Telecaster over here. But it needs a little work. It's a $100 guitar. My nephew bought it for me as a gift, and I got it playing, but it's got a few issues. But it's got a really beautiful P90. It's got a humbucker in the bottom, and it's got a P90 on top. And the humbucker, you pull up on the tone control, and it splits it into a single. It's a nice guitar. I mean, for a cheap guitar, feels good. A maple neck, maple fretboard. I just got to do some work to it. I just got to get around to getting it. But like I said, I don't care. I tell people, I don't care who makes the guitar. As long as it plays, stays in tune and plays. It stays in intonation and plays and everything. Guitar's a guitar.
I have this acoustic I picked up probably about 15, 16 years ago over at Mike Carey's. The brand name is Be Natural. But it was this beautiful flat black color. It had a very, very dark rosewood fretboard. It's acoustic electric. It had these really pretty kind of just faded white bindings. I swear to God, this acoustic is like one of the best sounding acoustics I've ever heard in my life. And it was a $100 guitar. It's no joke. It sounds better than my good buddy's Martin, I think. It just plays and feels and looks amazing. And it's just, had a $100 electric, and it's outstanding. I don't care what the headstock says. It sounds beautiful.